On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Friday the 7th of January. Let's check out what happened on this day. First to the birthdays with American singer-songwriter Kenny Loggins turning 74 today. He's brought us so many amazing hits like Danger Zone from Top Gun and also this one from Footloose. Thanks, Kenny Loggins.
Sammo Hung, Chinese actor, director, celebrating his 70th today. He starred in TV drama Martial Law and has appeared in over 100 kung fu movies. He also directed Jackie Chan in amazing several films, including Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah, he was with Bruce Lee in Enter the Dragon as well. That was an epic movie. David Caruso, the US actor, is 66. You might know him more fondly as CSI at Miami's Horatio H. Kane.
Linda Kozlowski was born in Connecticut on the Stone 58, turning 64. She, of course, married Hoax back in 1990 after the Crocodile Dundee thing.
She did. They're divorced, but they still remain very good friends. US actor and nephew of Francis Ford Coppola, Nicolas Cage, today turns 58.
Put the bunny back in the box.
Con Air, classic movie.
Also married to Patricia Arquette and Lisa Marie Presley there for a while.
He was, wasn't he, for a hot minute?
Jeremy Renner was born in California on this day, turning 51. He's been nominated for many awards, including his role in The Hurt Locker.
Yes, and of course he plays Hawkeye in all the Marvel movies. Mm. He's great. Sir Lewis Hamilton, the British racing driver, is today 37.
Scott Pendlebury, captain for the Collingwood Footy Club, turning 34 today.
Now, it was on this day in 1714, the typewriter was patented by an Englishman called Henry Mill.
Like this one, the Flying V guitar was patented by Gibson Guitar Company, 1958.
Wow. In 1964, Long John Baldry, he discovered a very young Rod Stewart. He was 19 at the time at Twickenham's train station. He was there busking with his harmonica. He was so impressed he invited him to play in his band, and the rest, of course, is history.
Savage Garden made number one on the US singles charts with this song back in 1998.
Played songs at weddings. And that was on this day for Friday, the 7th of January.